Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back in the house. The Root's on fire. And I want to start with the commentary that I read earlier in the show today. Many of you only tune in for 1 hour at a time, depending on when you are in your car or when you're, you know, able to listen. And so not everybody listens to all 3 hours, so I think it's good to do it at least twice per show when it's an important commentary, and this one is. And the headline is conservative national radio host Wayne Allen Root announces support for black reparations. This will be a nationally syndicated newspaper column out in newspapers around the country this weekend by Creators Syndicate. Yes, it's true. I'm that Wayne Allen Root. I'm the nationally syndicated conservative radio talk show host and former conservative television host on Newsmax TV and best-selling conservative author of 14 books, including Trump Rules and The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, Angry White Male, and The Murder of the Middle Class. I'm the last guy you'd ever imagine to come out in support of reparations for black Americans, but it's true, I'm going to be the first high-profile conservative to support reparations. Black Americans deserve reparations. Let's be honest. Look at their cities in ruins. Black inner cities in America look like Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the atomic bombs hit. Have you been to any of them lately? Of course not. What sane person would take a chance of driving through Brownsville, Brooklyn, or Crown Heights, or Bedford-Stuyvesant, or Harlem, or the infamous South Bronx, or how about Chicago's Black South Side? How about virtually all black inner cities in Detroit, Baltimore, East St. Louis, Newark, Oakland, the area of Miami called Liberty City, Cleveland, New Orleans, Memphis, Atlanta? The list goes on and on. Those places are synonymous with murder and violent gangs and violent crime. Black cities and neighborhoods are a war zone, a black-on-black genocide, an American tragedy, not to mention drug needles, poop, pee, condoms, and garbage that litters their mean and hopeless streets. Now, I believe black lives matter. I hope you do, too. Black lives do matter. So, yes, they deserve reparations, but who is to blame? It's sure not white Americans. Most of us have had nothing to do with the decline of black America. The vast majority of white Americans have never done a bad thing to a black person in our lives. We don't run their cities. We don't go near their cities. We literally have nothing to do with inner cities. And none of us were alive for slavery or the Civil War or Jim Crow. My grandparents came to America in the 1920s. They lived in New York. They experienced their own prejudice and discrimination as Jewish immigrants. My relatives had nothing to do with slavery, racism, or any civil rights violations. So, yes, blacks are owed reparations, but who's to blame? There's only one common denominator to all their problems. Democrats! The Democrat Party and Democrat politicians are to blame. It's the Democrat Party and Democrat politicians who should pay the trillions of dollars in reparations. It's the policies of the Democrat Party and the Democrat politicians that have led to poverty, misery, violent crime through the roof, theft of retail stores on a level never imagined, homelessness, hopelessness, rampant drug dealing and addiction, no fathers in black homes, burned out buildings, abandoned stores, lack of supermarkets in black neighborhoods, and streets filled with poop, pee, garbage, condoms, and drug needles. A Republican on the streets of black inner-city neighborhoods is just a rumor. Outside of white cops, no whites go anywhere near those neighborhoods, let alone run them. They're run 100% by Democrats. So who's... with the DNC. Then knock on the doors of Obama, Biden, Kamala, Hillary, Pelosi, and Schumer. For good measure, you might also stop by the offices of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and BLM, Black Lives Matter. What have they ever done for black people? Nothing. They scream, protest, threaten, intimidate, even inspire hatred, rioting, looting, burning, and murder. But when the dollars flow in from guilty white America and guilty corporations, bleeding heart woke corporations, and the federal government, activist leaders like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the founders of BLM get filthy rich. But the black people living in those terrible conditions get little or nothing. Nothing ever changes for black people with Democrats in charge. And then there's the teachers' unions. They get hundreds of billions of federal and local dollars. Black kids get nothing. Nothing ever changes with failing black schools. So yes, I vote for reparations. Let the Democrat Party and Democrat politicians pay, along with the teachers' unions and BLM, Black Lives Matter. That's the correct groups to blame. They're in control. They put you in these terrible circumstances. They should pay the damages. Democrats owe black America. Democrats should be paying the reparations. That's my column that comes out this weekend with the rather attention-getting title, conservative national radio host Wayne Allyn announces support for black reparations. I really am trying to help black people. I really am. And I really do like black people, and I really spent my entire upbringing around almost nothing but black people. I grew up in a very Italian mafia neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town, and wound up going to an all-black middle school and an all-black high school and made friends with a lot of black kids. After first running for my life and having my life threatened and almost dying quite a few times and getting the crap beat out of me a few times, eventually fought my way to respect, and we all became friends. And so I want only the best for the black American people, but the problem is Democrats. That's who's causing all of your problems. Simple. I want to talk to you about the Michigan Attorney General. Because, again, you know my principal argument on the show is, number one, that the election was rigged and stolen. I know it in every breath I take. I know it in every cell of my body. But I also know that if you don't want a forensic audit, if you're scared to death of it, if you're willing to do anything to stop it, then you must be the criminal and you must know you stole the election. So the proof that it was stolen is the reaction of Democrats. And so the Michigan Attorney General and the Michigan police will investigate people who claimed election fraud happened during the 2020 contest. Not only did they steal the election, now they come after you like vindictive little witches with a B. I forgot what you told me, Chris. Can I say that word? Vindictive little bitches. They come after you like vindictive little bitches. No, I don't feel better, Chris, because I'd like to use the F word to give a little effect, but I can't do that. So I don't feel better. But they come after you like vindictive little bitches. You stole it, and now, let's compare this to crime on the street. They mug you, and then when you try to tell the police, look, there's the mugger, the police arrest you, and the mugger prosecutes you. That's what's happening. That's how you know they stole the election. Michigan's Attorney General, with insistence from police, will investigate people who claimed election fraud happened. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, bad, bad person. She was part of the steal, would be my guess. Remember, she's a public person. I could say whatever I want about a public person. It's an opinion show, and this is my opinion. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel was probably part of the steal. That's why she doesn't want you to investigate, because she'll wind up behind bars. This is just what I said in hour one. My great friend Pete is a man of common sense, and by the way, he comes from a communist country. He emigrated to America 35 years ago from a communist country. He knows what communists are like. And he said, Wayne, I know they stole the election, and now they have no choice. They wanted to be socialists, but now they're in so deep, they're in so thick. It's up to their elbows, it's up to their thighs, it's up to their necks that they stole the election. So now they have no choice. They've got to become communists, he said. Just like the country he came from, where the communists listened in on people, spied on people, and if they found out you were a critic, they jailed you. They tortured you, and they murdered you. He said, Wayne is coming. They've got no choice. We've caught them. They don't want to get totally caught. In other words, we know, but we haven't proved it yet. They've got to stop us before we can prove it, or they'll wind up in jail and ruined. Their careers ruined, and their legacy ruined, and their children and grandchildren's future ruined. They've got to stop us. And they'll do anything to stop us. Now they're forced into the position to go from socialism to communism. You know, because you know the real difference is socialism is the economic system of communism. And it's just about taking control and taking all your money away and regulating you to death and stealing your property. But communism is about putting you in prison and torturing you and having re-education camps and brainwashing you. So that's the subtle difference between socialism and communism. And they're being forced to go from, you know, they stole the election to try and socialize America, but now they're forced to go all the way and be communists. Because if we catch them stealing, they're going to have to kill us, arrest us, torture us, and brainwash us. Do you understand where it's going? My communist friend understands where it's going. And that's what they're doing in Michigan with this piece of filth attorney general. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And so this Nestle woman, this attorney general, wants to use the police to come after you. If you say anything, in a country with the First Amendment, freedom of speech, if you say the election was stolen, she wants to arrest you and ruin your life. Don't forget, if someone investigates you and or arrests you, it's going to be hundreds of thousands in legal fees to defend against. This is how they ruin the lives of their critics. This is communist thug tactics. Welcome to communist America.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I don't often read the Washington Post. I think it's filled with communist propaganda, socialist Marxist communist propaganda, and D.C. swamp bullspit. Deep state lies and fraud and fake news. But I did read an article in the Washington Post today called The Shattered Lives of Champlain Towers South about the last split-second decisions of people and also where they lived inside those towers that collapsed in the Miami area. And some people lived in, one apartment, and some people lived in the condo across the way, and the ones in one condo perished, and everyone in their family died. The ones in the other condo walked away without a scratch. It all depended on the number of your condo unit. And then some people in the cursed condos where they were supposed to die decided to stay out late dancing and came home, and the building was gone. And so your decisions to be sleeping in your bed that night or not, there were even condos where the split was in the middle of the living room. And if you were to the right in the bedrooms, all your relatives died. Your spouses died. Your children died. If you were staying up late to watch TV on the left, inside the living room, you lived. And you stared out at an abyss, and your family was gone. In the hole somewhere. But you, it held for you, and you lived. It was a fascinating story, and it just made me realize how important it is to take care of yourself. That's the reason I take all the vitamins I do. It's the reason that I work out so hard. It's the reason I eat a healthy diet. It's the reason I pray every day. It's the reason I meditate every day. It's the reason I do all the things that I do to be the best person I could possibly be. I want to stay alive. I want to stay around longer. I want to enjoy life. I don't want to die of a heart attack. I don't want to die of cancer. I don't want to die of COVID. I don't want to die of any of it. I want to live. And so I take good care of myself, and I want all of you to do the same thing. And that's why this show is dedicated to conservative politics and capitalism and fighting insanity and communism. And it's also dedicated to health. You know, I'm probably the most health-conscious conservative radio host in the or conservative high-profile personality of any kind in the United States of America. You know, I'm actually the opposite. I'm the same as Trump in every way. Read my new book, Trump Rules. I'm so much like Trump in every way, it's scary, except when it comes to health. Donald Trump eats unhealthy food, doesn't take vitamins, doesn't work out, you know, and he's overweight. And I'm just the exact opposite in every way, shape, or form. I take care of myself. And in the next segment, we'll be talking to someone who will help you take great care of yourself. That's what I do. So that's why this show is not just dedicated to politics. Because you know, you owe it to yourself to live a long time. You never know when things like this happen. You never know what fate has in store for you. But I see all of it as a sign that you got to take good care of yourself. You know, I know some people would see the opposite. They'd say, oh, my God, death is so random and so vicious and so horrible that I don't believe in God anymore. I'm an atheist, and I think I could do whatever I want, snort any drug up my nose, and live a very unhealthy life because what does it matter? I disagree completely. You want to live a long life, and you want to be as healthy and as fruitful as long as you can, and make money and be prosperous as long as you can, and try and avoid bad things happening. Let me get back to the ransackers in San Francisco of Neiman Marcus. A mob of looters were captured on video ransacking a Neiman Marcus store in San Francisco, smashing display cases, stealing handbags, running out of the building before the police arrived around 6 p.m. in broad daylight. They were seen running out of the store before jumping into a getaway car that sped off. A man was caught on video in June filling a garbage bag with what appeared to be hair products before leaving the drugstore on his bicycle. A security guard who was recording the incident tried to grab the individual, though he eluded custody. This was in San Francisco, too. Walgreens shuttered 17 of its stores in San Francisco in the past 5 years, and the company said thefts in the area are 4 times more likely than anywhere else in the country, as executives budgeted 35 times more for security personnel to guard the chain. Target executives in the city decided to limit business hours in response to all of the theft and larceny. Shoppers can no longer buy products in the chain stores after 6 p.m., after once being permitted to shop until 10 p.m. For more than a month, said a Target spokesman, we've been experiencing significant and alarming rise in theft and security incidents at our San Francisco stores. And they all put the blame on D.A. Chesa Boudin, whose parents are part of the radical and violent Weather Underground that left 2 police officers dead during a botched heist. And Boudin's got a criminal's first agenda. It's not a crime if you steal anything up to $950. It's a misdemeanor, and they give you a ticket, and you get right out of jail. So why not steal anything up to $950? So the whole San Francisco is being looted because a communist scumbag radical terrorist is in the DA's office.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
War now! USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard.
President Biden said the withdrawal from Afghanistan of U.S. troops after 20 years of war will conclude on August 31st, ahead of the September 11th deadline he announced in mid-April.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build. And it's the right and the responsibility of Afghan people alone to decide their future and how they want to run their country.
At the time he announced the September deadline, about 3,500 troops remained. Earlier this week, the Pentagon said that the withdrawal was 90% complete. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office is conceding that her deputy mayor for public safety was off most of the week leading up to the July 4th weekend, a period in which city police and other officials were gearing up for an expected wave of street violence in which 108 people ended up being shot and 17 killed. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, a couple of letters. Dave from Pennsylvania says, Wayne, the Pennsylvania Attorney General, now came out and said he will fight to stop the forensic Shapiro. I can't remember his first name, but it's Shapiro. And he's a fellow Jew, like I am. So, you know, it's funny, because if he was black, then the liberal media would record me and say, Wayne Root hates black people. Look at the way he talked about the Attorney General. He's Jewish, like I am, and I hate him. And I hate him because I don't hate him because he's Jewish. Obviously, I'm a Jew. I hate him because he's a communist. I hate him because he clearly helped to steal the election. Again, it's an opinion show, and it's my opinion. The Pennsylvania Attorney General Shapiro was in on the steal of the election. He's the guy that said at the beginning of the election, before the votes were counted, it doesn't matter how much Trump's leading by, we'll beat him. How did he know that? Because he knew they had millions of fake ballots ready to go, no matter what Trump's numbers were. So now he's come out and said he'll fight the audit. He said he doesn't want it here in Pennsylvania. He damn well knows the election was stolen in Pennsylvania. He wants the audit stopped, says Dave. And then we've also got a note from Jan who says, if you know an election was conducted honest and legitimate, naturally you should want an election audit, because the results of that would just confirm the results and strengthen the outcome. So to be so vehemently against any sort of audit does seem very suspicious and makes it appear they have something to hide. And they're both reacting to the fact that I have said that it's so clearly obvious that if a suspect acts this way, oh, I didn't murder the person. Oh, then are we allowed to look at your house? No. No, you cannot look at my house, and I won't talk to you without a lawyer. Right away, the detective knows you committed the murder. They know you're the murderer. It's how you react. That's how Democrats are reacting to the idea of a forensic audit. All right, so you know I talk all the time, as I just did in the last segment, about health, health, health. You've got to be healthy. I want you all to live a long life, to fight alongside me for a long time. And I hope I'm around a long time to fight alongside you. So I did something about it, right? We found this advertiser, Energized Health, who said to us, kind of kooky, right? They said to us, I won't advertise with you unless you, Wayne Root, and your producer, Andrew Paul, sign a contract that you will go on our program and stay on our program. And if you don't do it, you know, we're gone. And so I did it. I said, okay, let's try it out. You know, what's the worst that can happen? Maybe something bad could happen. Maybe something moderate could happen. Maybe something good could happen. Let's see. I'm a gambler. I did it. And in the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. Now you picture 25 pounds of fat being gone, and now you picture add 10 pounds of muscle, you're a different person. And you look completely different. And everywhere I go, people say to me, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in 2 years. You look amazing. What have you done? Why do you look so good? Why do you look so thin? Why do you look so young? I get these things all the time now. It changed my life. Energized Health changed my life. John and Chelsea Jubilee changed my life. They're coming to Vegas tomorrow. They're here now, I mean, but the event is tomorrow, July 10th. At Ahern Hotel and Convention Center, which is on Sahara Avenue, off of the Las Vegas Strip. They're just a couple blocks in from the Las Vegas Strip on Sahara. And the event is tomorrow at noon, and it's free. So not only can you change your life and get healthy and feel great and lose that inner body visceral fat, they're not Weight Watchers, they don't promise you'll lose weight, although generally you do as an offshoot, they promise you'll lose fat. But also, it's at 12 noon and it's free. So it's not, you know, you could sleep late, you could have a leisurely breakfast, you could show up at noon, it's 90 minutes of your life, it's completely free. Just go to energizedhealth.com and click on live events, register, and you're in tomorrow at noon with Wayne Root, John and Chelsea Jubilee, and you'll get the chance to meet me up close and personal, and I'll share some stories with you, and we'll all have a lot of fun, and before and after the event, I'll mingle with all of you, and we'll get a chance to really get to know each other up close and personal. So, really great time had by all, and I got John on the phone real quick right now, just to let everybody know a little bit about what tomorrow's going to be about. Hey, John, are you with us?
I'm with you, and I'm excited, Wayne.
So tell us about tomorrow. What can people expect? Why should they come tomorrow? Give them a little motivation here. Why should a person show up tomorrow? They show up for Trump events. They show up for Wayne Root events. But those are political. Why should they show up at an event for themselves and their health?
Well, Wayne, I believe that truly, you know, and I know you are a huge proponent of this, that, you know, your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth, and all that wealth didn't have Steve Jobs, $8.3 billion, and the guy, you know, didn't even live half a lifetime, and he died young with $8 billion, you know, and an amazing company. So I want people to value themselves. Wayne, I want them to value themselves and value their quality of life, to not just survive and to just get through life, but to actually feel energetic and enthusiastic and want to conquer the world again. And I want to encourage men that are our age. You know, we're both right in there. That 60. I'm going to be 61. You're going to be 60. And man, we got the vitality going, and I want that for everybody. If they're 60, if they're 70, if they're 80, so to know that their best years are still ahead of them, and we help them with a simple way to get there.
Makes sense to me. I'll be 60 on July 20th, so coming up in a couple weeks, maybe even less than a couple weeks, right? 12 days. What is today? The 9th? Today's the 9th. It's actually 11 days from now. I'll be 60 years old, and I can't even believe it. I could still think back, John, to 20 years ago when I was 40, and I was at a friend's birthday party at the Sterling Club here in Las Vegas at Turnberry, and my friend was turning 60, and I love him. I really do love him, but I swear to you that I was standing there at his thing, smiling at him and thinking to myself, I can't believe how old this guy is, 60. And so 20 years later, I'm 60, and I got my birthday party. And so I can't believe it, but everywhere I go, people tell me I look great. I just got back from Park City, Utah, and all my friends in Park City couldn't believe how thin I looked and how good I looked and how young I looked. And I get it everywhere I go, and it's all because of you guys and your program. And it's not – here's the key. It's not a hard program. It's not a harsh program. It's not tough. It really, you know, it's a little bit tough the first 88 days because you can't do everything you want to do and eat everything you want to do. But once you get through the 88 days, it's a piece of cake. And then it relaxes a lot. And then it's really not tough at all. So, you know, when you think about what you're going to get out of it, it's a relatively not tough program. And for the rest of your life, you can do a kind of a relaxed version of it and always keep the same weight and fat loss at bay. And so that's what I've done. You know, it's not like I'm dropping pounds every day of my life. I got to a certain point and I lost a certain amount and I gained some muscle and I've stayed right there. Haven't lost back or, you know, haven't ruined anything. Not a pound of bad news. Only stayed right there. And I look as good on TV. I did my 3 podcasts this morning as I ever looked. I actually had the producers and directors both tell me from where they were in Los Angeles and Park City, Utah is where the producers and directors are on Zoom. And they both told me that I looked the best of any of the last 2 months of the show. So actually, I'm still gaining and looking better and looking younger. So it's really a great program, and I want everyone to understand it is not very difficult. It is not a Spartan lifestyle, and you can do it. And we're going to show you how tomorrow. John and Chelsea and Wayne Root will all show you how tomorrow. How do they get there, John? How do they do this? Tell them how they register.
Yeah, well, Wayne, I want to quickly say, look, you do look amazing. I want your listeners to think about something. Listen to Wayne. Listen to his energy. Listen to his enthusiasm, his passion. Wayne, there's people half your age that don't have half of your energy, your enthusiasm, your passion. And that's, you know, Wayne, you know, not everybody's maybe going to look as good as you, brother. But I tell you what, but they can have the energy, can have the enthusiasm, they can have their passion when they get healthy. And all they need to do is, look, pull out the phone right now, energizedhealth.com. Energizedhealth.com. Click on the live event and just register. And look, if you're driving and you can't do it, then guess what? Just show up. Just show up to the hotel. Just come and show up. And I'm going to
Hey, John, here's the only bad news. You're about to be 61, and you sound great, enthusiastic, and high energy. And I know I'm a witness. You look incredible. But your cell phone's not working in Las Vegas. We can barely hear you. So let me just finish up the segment. You were going in and out, and we couldn't hear you. But John Jubilee's telling you that the event is tomorrow at noon, tomorrow Saturday, July 10th at noon, at Ahern Hotel and Convention Center on Sahara Avenue, right off of Las Vegas Strip. And so many of you who listen to the show came to my other two events where we had thousands and thousands of people for my car parades for President Trump. So you know where Ahern is. Ahern has all the great conservative events in town. And Ahern will host this Energized Health event tomorrow at noon. So it's nice and late in the morning. You can enjoy the morning. I purposely told John, make sure people get to enjoy their morning. It's summer and it's Vegas and people don't want to get up at, you know, for a 9 o'clock event on a weekend. They finally have a weekend off. I know I feel that way. I never like doing anything early on Saturday or Sunday mornings. That's my only, you know, my only give. I work like 12, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. But on Saturday and Sunday, I don't start working until 11 or noon. I give myself nice, relaxing mornings. So come on at noon. Register at energizedhealth.com and do something for you for once. I promise you, it'll be a life-changing experience to come to this event. Tomorrow at noon, all you do is register at energizedhealth.com. Click on live events, and we'll see you there. Wainwright will be right on stage with John and Chelsea, and I'll have a chance to meet you all before and after the event, take some pictures and sign some books and say hi to everybody. So Energized Health tomorrow noon, Ahern Hotel. Okay? Energizedhealth.com. Click on live events. I'll see you there. One more segment to go. One more segment to go. And I got lots to say, so don't miss it. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. My email, by the way, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. And you can find all of my comments at Parler on every big news story. At RealWayneRoot@Parler.com.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allyn Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says live event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to energizedhealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed.
brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I want you to really, really, really understand what you're up against, because I believe America is now owned by the Chinese. I believe Biden is owned by the Chinese. And a Chinese concentration camp survivor has come out and talked about the 2 months they endured in a Chinese concentration camp. They did an interview with Breitbart News this week. It's a woman. Her name is Zumrat Dawoot, and she's a Muslim woman. I've been calling it Ugar, but one of my fans evidently says it's not called Ugar. I'm not pronouncing that form of or style or type of Muslim correctly. It's Wugar. It's spelled Ugar, but it must be Wugar. So I'll just say Muslim in China. How about that? Muslim race in China is under attack, and they're putting them in concentration camps. She witnessed Communist Party officers torture and disappear people who refused to accept their dictator, Xi Jinping, as their god. She escaped China's western region, which Uyghurs refer to as East Turkestan, in 2019, and relocated with her Pakistani husband and their children to Virginia. And prior to her escape, for which she credits her husband's non-Chinese citizenship, police forced her into one of the over 1,200 concentration camps established throughout East Turkestan, specifically for the Muslim ethnic minorities. She has testified repeatedly to her experience in that camp, despite stating the Communist Party authorities forced her to vow to renounce Islam and never speak of her time in the camp again. Her story caught the attention of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who shared it in remarks at the Vatican in 2019. The Chinese Communist Party has repeatedly referred to Duat as an actor and claims her allegation of being forcibly sterilized is not true because she signed a consent form. Yeah, anyone want to believe that? I may have been born yesterday. I wasn't born in the last 5 minutes. Maybe she signed the consent form while you electrocuted her breasts. You know, maybe she signed the consent form after you, you know, cut her fingernails off, pulled them out of her fingers. You know, maybe you had a knife up against her throat. She has repeatedly stated, see, that she did not feel it was safe or possible for her not to sign the consent form. Chinese communist officials have also forced her brothers to give interviews to state propaganda outlets denouncing their sister as a liar. Evidence exists that Beijing routinely uses the relatives of these Muslim Uyghurs abroad in an attempt to silence those who do not live immediately under communist control. She recalled her time in a Chinese concentration camp during an interview in Washington, D.C. It's not like a normal prison, she said. They use unknown medicines to inject people. There's a lot of unbelievable torture. I was there for 62 days, and I was preparing for death at every moment. I was preparing to be killed at every time. The prisoners were studying Xi Jinping thought and prayed for Xi Jinping, that's the prime minister of China. Xi has forced Chinese universities to make Xi Jinping thought part of the mandatory curriculum. And this is brainwashing. This is communist brainwashing. This Xi Jinping thought is no different than critical race theory. This is the brainwashing that the Chinese are inflicting in America. We're using the same game plan. The Democrat Party, which has become the communists and owned by the Chinese Communist Party, is inflicting the same game plan. This year, China debuted a car application that indoctrinates passengers in Xi Jinping thought as they travel. Multiple testimonies from former concentration camp prisoners align with Zhuat's testimony that authorities force prisoners to learn and memorize Xi Jinping thought, torturing those who do not learn it quickly enough. The Chinese Communist Party does not deny that concentration camp victims learn Xi Jinping thought. It asserts, however, that the concentration camps are vocational training centers for underprivileged ethnic minorities and that only educated, unskilled workers are matriculated into classes to learn job skills like a clear understanding of communism necessary in the Chinese market. Duwat denied the camps were vocational training centers. She said they arrested lawyers, doctors, the intelligent people, the elites of Uyghur society, and it's not just those who had no skills to work. I guess she meant it's also people who had no skills to work. The Chinese Communist Party is nominally an atheist organization, but Duwat said she witnessed attempts to indoctrinate the prisoners, most of them Muslims, into replacing Allah with Xi Jinping. The people are asked if there is a God. Do you believe in God? If they say yes, they kill you. They are asked, do you believe in Xi Jinping or God? And the ones who say Xi Jinping live. I witnessed them torture a person for saying, I believe in God, not Xi Jinping. Then they took that person and we never saw them again. This is what you get with communism. And as my great friend Pete, who grew up in a communist country and came to America 35 years ago, told me just earlier today when I was filming my sports podcast, he said, Wayne, I see it. It's happening here. The Democrats rigged and stole the election. They can't let you prove it. They can't let you know it. So they're going to do whatever they have to keep it a secret, to keep it from being proven, to stay in power. They'll do whatever they have to, and it then morphs from socialism to communism, to the horrors of communism, which is about torture and murder and brainwashing. Socialism is just about the economy. You know, they're a bunch of commie pigs who want to steal all your money. Greedy communist pigs. They want to be the only ones who make money. That's socialism. They want to stop you at every level from making money so they get rich and you stay poor and under their control. But communism is rape and murder and torture and brainwashing and re-education camps. And we're headed there. Wayne Alaroot, see you on Monday.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.